From Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning. Focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob Dunning on Relevant Radio.
That's me. Welcome to you on this beautiful day the Lord has made. Appreciate you all being with us on the Bishop's Hour. So we go. Move on into the spring, which has finally sprung here in the Diocese of Sacramento. And we are pleased to welcome in Joe Elves, the president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. And a big event's coming up in April for St. Vincent de Paul. Joe, good day to you.
Good day. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, Joe. Always good to hear your voice. April, always a special month for St. Vincent de Paul.
It is the month that we have our big fundraiser, the Benefit for the Poor Dinner. This year we're in the, we are at, that's exactly where I wanted this stuff written down. We're at the Red Lion, I believe it is. We're having, Father Dan Madigan is going to be our guest speaker.
Yes.
Very good guy. He takes me back years to when most of the priests were Catholics. They all had that roguish accent.
You mean Irish Catholic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They were all Catholic. Yeah.
That was it was nice. Getting to meet him was very nice to me. Him and I went out to lunch a couple of weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Benefactor of the year is going to be Daniel Coyle. Mm-hmm. He's the an attorney that we use for when we need an attorney. He doesn't charge us. He does it all pro bono, and that makes life a lot easier.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know where you can go to when you have a hot potato in your hand. Yeah. Yeah, I keep finding myself with hot potatoes. It's a double tree, and that's what it is. That's what I was looking for.
Double tree, yes.
April 21st, starting at 5:30.
Very good. Very good. April 21st.
And if anybody wants to buy a ticket, you can contact the store or go online to svdpsacramento.org, and there's a link to buy a ticket on there. We'll make it work. We'll do whatever we need to do.
Yeah, well, the Father Madigan, of course, is legendary here in the Diocese of Sacramento. He started the food bank, and it's just been a stalwart for pro-life issues. He's everywhere. I was at the Bishop Gallegos Maternity Home dinner last September, and He just had an announcement he wanted to make, and nobody wanted him to sit down. They wanted him to keep talking, you know. And he's so full of the love of Christ for every one of us, and for certainly for the downtrodden, for those who need a hand up, and he's just relentless in his work. He's a remarkable human being. And he put together a wonderful book about all the Irish priests in the Diocese of Sacramento. You know, the history of them coming here and stuff. It was a wonderful book.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it here someplace. We'll be looking at it.
Yeah. So
this year's theme for the dinner is the Faces of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we try to do is when we're out helping our neighbors is try to see the face of Christ in them.
Right.
Sometimes that's hard to do, but it's there. You just got to look. Every now and again, you have one of those, an interesting story. It was the week before last. We had got a call from Catholic Charities. They had somebody that they'd coming down from Susanville.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, we don't have a conference in Susanville.
Right.
They didn't know what to do. She bought her son one of those hoverboards.
Mm-hmm.
Said he had it for about 3 minutes and shattered his wrist.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and they had to come down in one of those blinding snowstorms. They came down to St. Jude's or one of those hospitals
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't have enough money to put gas in their truck to get back to Susanville. That's a pretty easy fix.
Right.
And, but it was very nice. They did a little video for us, and it should be on our website. I don't know if it's gotten up there or not yet, but it made me feel good.
And that's the kind of, as you say, the quick fix, the small things that you're able to do. But you're also able to do a lot of large things. You meet people where they are and try to help them or direct them to somebody who can help them.
A lot of our efforts have been in the disaster case management up in Northern California.
Right.
A lot. That's just a whole different can of misery of that. You know, I don't know how you can just keep going. You know, sometimes it looks overwhelming to me, and I know that there's people that do get overwhelmed. But it's always fascinating the generosity of the people that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
We had some red tape. People that give money to the campfire could only be spent on the campfire because it was designated.
Right, that's the one that hit Paradise.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, what happens with that is you get money for the campfire. You can't spend it on the Bear Creek fire. And you
exactly.
You can't spend it for the LNU fire or anything else. And that kind of tied our hands. And we opened up our own fire relief fund. And people responded to it quite well. Of course, right now it's kind of a lull. There's not much burning right now. But we do. We still have people up there, people that are... Oh, a lot of people have moved into, like, travel trailers, and the wind's taking a toll on them, and they're starting to leak, and typical miseries when you're dealing with that.
Yeah. Well, and you think, you know, 4 years may seem like a lifetime to a lot of people, but that's very short when you're trying to recover from virtually an entire town of about 30,000 people being wiped out.
Well, it's hard just to track people down. People move away, and they've had enough, and they're gone. That's it.
Right.
What do you do?
All the people I ever talked to that lived in Paradise told me that that town was appropriately named. It was just a beautiful little town.
Yeah. You always hear it on the news, people questioning why the people moving out into that kind of an area. There's a reason. You know, it's peaceful. It's quiet.
Right.
I go visit one of the kids. He's in Washington, D.C. The amount of sirens that you have to listen to.
Right.
It drives me nuts. I don't know how he can do that. You know, I like peace and quiet.
Right.
But everybody's got their own.
So
people start talking about why people live out there, man, go out there and stay a couple of days.
Well, Joe, St. Vincent de Paul, you had you folks go out in twos and you go to the homes of the people you're going to serve. You weren't able to do a lot of that during COVID. How are things now? Are they back to normal or not?
Getting most of the meetings that we have right now. One of the things that happened with the whole COVID thing, people discovered Zoom. And all of a sudden, that is your go-to meeting point.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, the diocese runs all the way up to the Oregon border from Rio Vista.
Right.
Yeah, it's a long haul no matter how you turn it. Being able to meet on Zoom like that, that saves a lot. That does save a lot.
Yeah. Well, if you run the diagonal from Vallejo or Benicia to Alturas, it's even further, I think, than Rio Vista to Wairika. It's just amazing how big this diocese is.
Yeah, and that creates a whole different set of, circumstances, because what goes on in Solano County, completely different from Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely. Or Siskiyou County or...
Yellow County,
County, any of them, yeah.
And how do you stumble through it? You do the best you can. And it's like I said, people are just so generous. They're just so... It always makes me feel good when you see somebody digging in and you know, they might have $2 and they'll give you one.
Right.
That says something about the humanity of the nature.
Yeah.
But we do, we're doing okay. Our new executive director is, she's got quite a heavy business background, so we're getting the store taken care of, and lots of, a few years back they were called dangling chads. Yeah, we get some danglers out there we got to deal with, and you do what you do. You're not gonna straighten everything out on one shot. It's a time thing.
And this is new for St. Vincent de Paul here to have an executive director.
Oh yeah, we've never had one. What's happened is we've grown. You know, we used to be a sleepy backwater kind of a council. Well, now we've got the three special works, the disaster case management people. We've got the store, and then we've got the Exodus program.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we've got we have to be aware of much more on the labor laws, and that's where our friend the attorney comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we throw something past him and say, "Are we breaking any rules with this?" And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Right.
I know. It was last year. The minimum wage in California went up like $3 an hour.
But it went up $1 an hour for about three straight years to reach 15, and then this year on January 1st it went up to 15.50. So that's the new minimum wage, and yeah, it's 3 or 4 years ago it was about 11. So it's gone up considerably.
Yeah, and the fact that you can afford to pay people that tells you something. Is it right, wrong, or indifferent? What I do know, when I was a kid, and I think the minimum wage might have been $1.25 an hour, if you worked a 40-hour work week, you could live in an apartment. You could buy a used car, and you could get married. Now, a minimum wage, two people working minimum wage, barely eking past the minimums.
Absolutely.
And
California's 15.50 leads the nation, and Washington is also 15.50. There are a lot of states where it's still 7.50.
Yeah, and I don't think their cost of living is that much lower than ours.
No, it's not half, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's the world has gotten strange. Awful lot of competition for your attention. I know if I watch television in the afternoon, it just stuns me how many commercials you see that are the same. And the whole slug of attorney commercials, it's just on you all the time. Then you get the guy selling the pillows. Then you get the frying pans that won't, nothing will stick to. If they spent that much effort on trying to help people, I think the world would be a better place.
Well, love one another as I have loved you. It doesn't get any more basic than that. Jesus had it right, not surprisingly. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Well, yeah, there is a group that's putting ads on television. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but it's something about Jesus loved us. Jesus got us.
Right. The Jesus Project. Yeah. They ran a couple of ads during the Super Bowl.
That's something to be said. Why people get as bent out of shape as they do anymore, I really don't get it, because I think the world's a pretty good place. And I'm around angry all the time. Oh, I won't say that I don't get cranky. My wife wouldn't let me get away with that. I do have my cranky times, but by and all, you know, it's a good place. We live in a good place. It's California.
Yep. Yeah.
People say, well, I'm going to get out of here. I can't stay in Cal. Okay, goodbye. Give us another parking spot.
So, Joe, as the president of this, what's your biggest task?
It runs whatever's hot at the moment. We're trying to get the governance up to so that everybody's playing in the same rule book.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do because conferences are made up of people. People are all different. And a conference will grow in accordance with their need, what they can do and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be the same for everybody. It can't be the same for everybody. We've got conferences that have 90 people in it, and we've got conferences that have 5 people in it. They're not going to have the same abilities.
All right.
And it is what it is. It's I was talking to somebody the other day about it, and we have priests in the diocese that, for some reason or another, they don't like St. Vincent de Paul. I couldn't tell you why, but they don't. And they are men, and men come with their own set of baggage. And I don't care who it is. You're a man, and you're going to have things that are fingernails on a chalkboard to you. I don't begin to understand it, and I don't really. It's like I said, I don't have enough time left in my life to be mad about everything.
Well, Joe, the dinner, people can still get tickets for it.
Yes, they can get tickets. You can contact our, go in through our website, or just call the thrift store. I don't have their phone number in front of me, of course.
Thrift store on Watt Avenue, the St. Vincent de Paul
thrift store. Yes, 2275 Watt Avenue.
Right, or you go to SVDP Sacramento, and they'll tell you how to buy tickets. And, of course, you still have the drawing for the trip to Hawaii.
Yeah, we've got the Hawaiian. That's always just a huge money maker. The conferences sell the tickets, and they get to deal with the money. Part of the problem with the size, you got 54 conferences.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to give everybody $1,000, that's $50,000.
Right.
It's kind of thinned out. That's why when they're selling the tickets, it's staying in that.
So whoever sells the ticket, it stays in their conference.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, it's always a thrill as they're pulling the winning ticket to see who's going to win. Has not happened to me yet. So I was promised if I bought a ticket, I'd win, but I didn't. So
we'll keep trying.
We'll keep trying.
I know it was before the pandemic. We were at the dinner, and one of the ladies from St. Mary's, Dana Glenn, she was sitting next to me, and they pulled her a ticket.
Oh, wow.
Missed it by that much.
That's right. It was almost you, Joe. Yeah.
Almost. But that was okay. She said they had a very nice time over there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, Joe, greatly appreciate all you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you and another huge crowd at the Doubletree, April 21st, 5:30 p.m., and we all will be enthralled hearing the many stories that Father Dan Madigan has to tell about being a longtime priest in the Diocese of Sacramento. Joe, God bless you, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Bob. Anytime you need to kill some dead air time, just give me a yell.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Bye-bye. You.
That's Joe Elves, the president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society for the Diocese of Sacramento, and they do such great work. And we had Paul Starkey from the Society on the other day, and he said they're still looking for volunteers. You know, they had some fall off during COVID, and they're looking for volunteers, and it's a great way for husband and wife, or you know, just one person. They'll pair you up to really make a difference in this world in a very local setting, and also it's done within your community, and they do so much good work. We'll take a quick break. Back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Drop by and shop at the thrift store, a beautiful, beautiful thrift store at 2275 Watt Avenue. Open Mondays through Saturdays from 10 to 8 and Sundays from 11 to 6. They also accept donations at the store, donations of furniture, appliances, clothing, books, everyday household items. Your donations help to fund the many projects of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Do such wonderful, wonderful work, and the thrift store is one of the ways they raise the funds to help people throughout the diocese, and also many of their clients are able to access the thrift store for items that they need. You can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento. Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour. We'd like to thank all the wonderful people and organizations, businesses in town and throughout the Diocese of Sacramento who have provided underwriting for the Bishop's Hour, some in the last few years, some have been with us for a very long time. If you would like to be an underwriter for the Bishop's Radio Hour, it's a wonderful opportunity to support this mission and also to support the diocese and also to get some recognition for your organization or for your business. The easiest way to do this is to give us a shout, send us an email, radio@scd.org, and we can give you all the details about helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org.
Hi, this is Katie Parada, Executive Director of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Sacramento, and you are listening to the Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thank you, Katie, for that wonderful introduction. Thanks for all the great work you do here as Executive Director of so many, of all of our Catholic schools, but so many of them throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Well, we're pleased to welcome in Clayton Whitehead to tell us a little bit about Francis Fest at St. Francis Parish. Clayton, good day to you.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's great to be here.
Good to have I saw you. Tell us about your occupation. I was very fascinated with that.
Well, I'm the president of Sports Leisure Vacations. So basically, we take senior adults on vacation for a living.
Oh, very good. And
so it's
sports.
Good work.
I mean, you could come over to Davis, and I'll play tennis for you. Is that?
I think our name is perhaps a little bit misleading.
Uh-huh.
Our clients are all good sports.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
The history of our company was taking people to sporting events, but that was 40-plus years ago when they were considerably less expensive than they are now.
Oh, boy, isn't, you know, you can't buy a hot dog at a sporting event for what I could get into the sporting event for when I was a kid.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man. That talk about, I forget what one game I went to, to cover as a sports writer, and so I got in for free. But I was looking at the ticket prices, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'll take a couple of my kids. And it was just, like, mind-boggling.
I understand. I understand perfectly.
Yeah. But it was either go to the playoff game or go to college. You know, one or the other.
Well, I went to the University of Georgia, which has quite a football tradition.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was in the marching band, so that's how I afforded game and bowl travel back in the day. Marching band was a good gig, but they don't have that in professional sports, unfortunately.
No, they don't. They don't. So you got to march between the hedges, huh?
Absolutely. For 7 years, undergrad and grad school.
Wow.
That's... I was there when we won the national championship, which gives
you
a clue to my age. Yep, Herschel and I were in the same class. The only difference is I finished.
You finished, yeah. And he was a little bit faster than you were.
He was definitely faster.
I remember his freshman year watching him play, and I thought to myself, this guy was a high school senior last year. What was it like when he was playing against high school kids? You know, in rural Georgia,
bowled them all over just the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely faster than me, but then he wasn't carrying a flugelhorn or wearing a wool uniform.
Well, it's great. And now you're out here in California. Tell us about the Francis Fest at St. Francis.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. Francis Fest is going to be an outside celebration held in the school and church parking lot of St. Francis Parish and Elementary, which is downtown Sacramento, K and 26th Street.
The very definition of Midtown.
Absolutely. Our church has a long tradition over a century of being not just a great and strong parish in the Diocese of Sacramento and specifically down in the grid, but also really being a community, a neighborhood player. And we're trying to get that back. Obviously, the pandemic changed our world, you know, our church's world and everybody's world. But we really want to take this opportunity to reinvigorate and re-energize our own parish community, but also reintroduce ourselves to our neighborhood. And we just want everybody to come and have a great time. We're going to have a cookout, ice cream stand, a bake sale. There's going to be kids' activities. And then the core of the event is a number of retail stations. I hesitate to call it a rummage sale because we're a step up from that.
Okay.
But we've been soliciting items since the start of the year. We've got fine art. We have wine and spirits. We have a huge book department that has been curated, and the books are all going to be arranged, I think, by the Dewey Decimal System, or at least alphabetically.
The Dewey Decimal System, boy.
We're an older crowd, but the point is, we want everything to be arranged and look very attractive to the people who will be coming by. We're going to have a plant sale. Our Pathways for Justice, which is one of our big social ministries, is overseeing that. Sister Libby and her Great Mercy Peddlers are going to be involved.
Oh, very
They're running
good.
Our ice cream stand, in fact. Then we're going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to have a silent auction area with some of our better items. So far, we've solicited a lot of really great works of art, both limited edition prints and lithographs, and some original works as well. We have a brand new lawnmower. is going to, if it ever stops raining, is probably going to be needed by someone.
Yeah.
Bikes, wagons, garden implements, jewelry, home decor. I think it's going to be a fun day for anybody who stops by just to browse, maybe buy a few things, and of course, all the proceeds will be going into our parish ministries.
Well, you know, you talk about it being really part of the neighborhood, you know, more than a Catholic church. But, you know, most Catholic churches really do try to be part of the neighborhood. I know where I grew up, it certainly was part of the town. But I remember when St. Francis started its step ministry.
Oh, yes.
And it was, you know, people really knew about that and could tell how much the great parishioners at St. Francis cared about the people around them.
That's an important part of our heritage. Sadly, that's a program that was curtailed because of the pandemic.
Right.
But our outreach and our contributions to the disenfranchised in our community, and especially those who call the grid home, is still a strong part of our ministry and our focus. We feel that that's about as Franciscan as you can get.
Yes.
Giving a voice to those without a voice. In the time of St. Francis, it was the magpies and the foxes and the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
In modern day America, it's definitely the homeless, and our commitment to them is certainly strong in the downtown area.
And you're following the words of St. Francis that spread the faith when necessary, use words.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my former pastor, great man, Father Ray Burspell, is now your pastor.
Oh yes, Father Ray is with us now. He, how long has it been?
It's not long.
I can't remember.
I'm thinking less than a year, but I could be wrong.
Yes, definitely less than a year. And what a sweetheart! He is of Filipino heritage, and I have to say I've never really known a person who came from his background, but if they're all that sweet, I want to meet more. He is just the embodiment of God's love. Such a precious man, such a big heart, and a lot of this event was his idea. You know, he really wanted something big but inexpensive that would be fun and exciting and that would get everyone energized, and especially something that would draw in our neighbors and remind them that we're still there and we're a part of their neighborhood and they're a part of us.
Right.
And we want everyone to come. I'm not sure if I've mentioned the date. It's Sunday, June 11. Our event will be 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So our two morning masses at 7:30 and 9:30 will both start and let out while the event is going on, so people can just move seamlessly back and forth between the event and Mass. And we just hope everyone will come and let us show them some love.
Very good. Sunday, June the 11th. It's a couple months away, but circle the date. And I guarantee you'll have and it's for people that don't know the area, it's a very historic part of downtown Sacramento.
Yes, it is. And parking is free downtown on the weekend. So there'll be a parking meter by your space. Don't even worry about
it.
Parking is free on Sundays.
That's very good. Well, Clayton, great to meet you. I hope our paths cross again soon. And God bless you and the great work you're doing there at St. Francis.
Thanks, Bob. You have a great day.
You too, Clayton. Take care.
That's
Clayton Whitehead and Francis Fest, Sunday, June the 11th from 8 to 2. All kinds of good food and all kinds of games. And to bring the whole family, and all the proceeds will go to all the ministries at St. Francis in the St. Francis Parish in the Midtown area. And if you've never been inside that church, as I say about every Catholic church, it's a beautiful church, a very, very beautiful church. We'll take a quick break, back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the Mercy Foundation, enriching lives in the Sacramento region through Sisters of Mercy ministries in healthcare, education, housing, and the care for the poor and elderly. For the Mercy Foundation, philanthropy is one of the most powerful expressions of compassion and love. Just as many people in our community need a hand, countless others are reaching out to them with comfort and hope. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. You can give them a call, 916-851-2700. That's 916-851-2700. And you can be confident that fully 100% of your contribution will support the Sisters of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. And what a wonderful treasure Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts has been for all of us here in the diocese as they transition into new ownership and management. They continue to offer wonderful workshops, wonderful resources for the Catholic community throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Not only does Easter's provide a wide array of Catholic books, both current releases and longtime classics, but they also sponsor a number of valuable workshops and lectures throughout the year. They're located at 6916 Sunrise Boulevard in Citrus Heights. Give them a call, 916-338-7272. We also receive a generous underwriting support by Crumley & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. If you have questions about retirement, Crumley & Associates can help you with their confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. You can contact them, get all the details at Crumley & Associates, 7956 California Avenue in Fair Oaks. They're at 916-638-4600. That's 916-638-4600. And we are certainly appreciative of the fine and longstanding support of the Mercy Foundation, of Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts, and of Crumley and Associates.
This is James McCormick, President and CEO of the Sacramento Choral Society and Orchestra. You're listening to The Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thank you, James, for all the great work you do with the Choral Society and also with the great choirs at here in the Diocese of Sacramento. We are pleased to welcome in Father Memo, the Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Sacramento. You have the gold microphone today.
Thank you very much for inviting me once again. I'm happy to be back and with all the audience of Radio Católica.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Father, a lot happening in your world for sure. Dies Vocat coming up for young girls, teenage girls, 13 to 17. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. It's a retreat that we have every year for those girls who are, as you mentioned, 13 to 17 years old. And the intention of this retreat is for those young ladies may start asking God the right question. Lord, what is your will for me? How do you need me? How can I be happy and free eternally? Not right. Just for a weekend, right. Not just for a few years, but eternally. And we know as Catholics that eternity is built up today by the way we live our life and by saying yes to God in the vocation that He has given us. Some young women are called to be married women, mm-hmm. and to build up families. Some other women may be called to be religious sisters.
Right.
Some other women may be called to remain single, mm-hmm. with intention to be holy, obviously. Right. And the Lord needs each one of them, mm-hmm. in different ways. So that's why it's important that our daughters, you know, or your daughters, you know, I don't have daughters, biological daughters, but I have many, many spiritual daughters that are biological or spiritual daughters may start praying about, mm-hmm. what is the will of God for them. Because as parents, you want the best for your daughters. And there is no better thing for your daughter than your daughter know what is the will of God for her.
Right.
Because that will give her the strength and courage that will help her in moments of desolation and stress that all of us experience. And especially that will help your daughter to go to heaven. In the end, that's the goal of any Christian father, sure. and mother, to bring your children to heaven, to make sure that they go to heaven.
Yeah, you know, I always ask God whether it's, I have some crossroads, you know, some decision to make, or just in general, my prayer is lead me where you want me to be, you know, what you want me to be, not necessarily what I want. Hopefully they're the same.
Yeah, and that's beautiful that you pray like this way, because God gives wisdom to parents when they are honest and they pray in this way.
Right.
So anyway, I know that parenting is not easy. The work of a parent is very complicated, and it seems that every year, every time, every age is becoming more and more complicated, you know, because there are more distractions for our children. There are more, not only temptations, I mean, like many, many things that really make our children to be more confused.
Right.
I think as long as parents don't forget that the goal of the children is to go to heaven and to work for that, right. I think that will give them a kind of safe path, you know. Yeah. In this way, children know that not every kind of career will bring them to heaven.
Right.
No any kind of relationship will bring them to heaven. No any kind of activity and decisions will bring them to heaven, you know, because not everything it goes in accordance to what Jesus came to teach us, loving, forgiving, right. creating a new humanity,
right.
Taking care of our boundaries in our body, respecting right. the dignity of our body and the dignity of other people's body, all those kind of things, teachings that we know that Jesus gave us.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to keep our children reminded about that.
Well, parenting is the most important. Raising your kids will be the most important job you ever do.
That's
for sure. If you know, it's way more important than what your occupation is, or any awards you're winning, or anything else. If God has given you those children, that's job number one.
I love that you're saying that as a man, as a father, honestly. Because what I find, unfortunately, and I say this with a lot of sadness, is that for many parents, more and more in these days, having children is more like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what I do when I am free. Right. What I do when I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I have no other choice.
Right.
And it's so sad. And because children notice that. Children learn from our parents.
Sure.
And children know that they are not loved.
Right.
They become a burden. And many times I talk with young people, teenagers, and they tell me I'm a burden for my parents because they are constantly fighting who will take care of me. Or they are fighting because whatever reason, but they right. feel it.
Right.
How they become a burden. And they want to be independent from their parents as soon as possible because they feel that they are a burden. And how sad the history of that person is going to be because he or she will be thinking forever that he or she is a burden for someone else.
Right. So it will carry over to if and when they have children.
Exactly. Well, carry over that in the job options that they have,
right.
they carry over in the relationships, especially romantic relationships, because they will grab anything.
Right.
Anyway, I'm a burden, so
right.
who cares? And they will, as you said, transmit this to their own children if they consider having children, because maybe they are so broken that they say, I will never be able to be a parent.
No, I've heard that from people who say, you know, I didn't have a good relationship with my parents. I don't want to have kids.
Yeah. They are afraid of repeating the same thing that their parents
right.
did to them sometimes. Right. Oh, yeah, they are just burnt out even before starting being parents.
Right.
So all those kind of things are important for us to know and for us to pray about it and to do something. And that doing something is like this, bringing your daughter to Deus Vocat. This retreat for teenage girls, and the registrations are open, but very soon to be closed because we are approaching to the date. It's on April 21st to 23rd, and it's going to be in Colfax.
Right.
It's going to be a kind of camping style where girls, you know, have games, and they have moments of prayer, and there are talks, and there is food.
Good food.
There is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's two overnights, a Friday night, Saturday night. So April 21st is the Friday. It runs through Sunday. I'm sure Holy Mass will be part of that.
That's correct, every day.
Correct.
And Holy Hours and Rosary and everything. And for the registration, please go and check to the website of the Diocese of Sacramento and go to the area of the Office of Vocations mm-hmm. because there is a link that will bring you to the registration page.
So you can go to SCD, which is Sacramento Catholic Diocese, scd.org/Deus Vocat. And that's all one word. Deus is, if you don't know, you should. DEUSVOCAT, Deus Vocat.
Great. Thank you so much. Otherwise, you can call Maricela directly, 916-733-0258, and she will give you information about this.
The hardest phone number to remember is your own. Because you never call it.
I never call myself. That's true.
And I frequently give people my wife's by accident.
Is that right?
And she'll say, I got a call from you for you from some guy. He called me. And I go, because.
That's the first number that came to your brain. Yeah. That's nice. That's a compliment for your wife, I hope.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
So also, another circle the date, April 30th.
That's right.
The Office of Priestly and Religious Vocations invites you to celebrate the 59th anniversary of the World Day of Prayer for Vocations.
That's right. It's a day that has been established since a long time ago, 59 years ago, as the day when the whole church gathers together to pray for vocations to priesthood and religious life particularly. So we invite all families to not only, of course, we expect you to go for Mass on Sunday because it's a Sunday, but not only that, but maybe you can do something special for the priest. Mm-hmm. Or if there are religious sisters in your community, do something special for them. And in this way, you teach your children to be aware and thankful for the life of those men and women who give their lives to serve you. Right. We are serving you. And how can you do that? Maybe, yes, buying a little chocolate or you know, preparing a little card that your children can do, giving thanks to your pastor or to your sister. Or, I don't know, be creative. Help your children also to be creative. That's a way to celebrate. On top of praying, of course, for more vocations, starting from the vocations at your home, at your family. It's like my mother, she used to pray always for vocations, always, always praying for more priests and more religious
and
brothers and sisters. And when she got me, when I said, you know, I will be a priest, she was so unhappy and sad, disappointed, and she was complaining to God, why, Lord? Why me? Why me? Why Memo? Because, you know my story. You know, I had my fiancé and I was in the road to marriage. So for my parents, it was very hard to understand my decision. And she said that after praying for months, she was angry at God and disappointed. Mm-hmm. And she was praying and crying, why me? Why my family? We love that young lady that was supposed to be the wife of Memo. It's when like a light of clarity came to her mind. She was struck.
Wow. Like St. Paul.
Exactly, something like that. And she understood, she remembered that since she was young, she was praying for priests and for vocations. It's like a God telling her, hey, Berta is her name, Berta. Berta, you pray for this.
Yes.
So you are not supposed to be complaining. You should be happy. Since then, she started like to change her attitude towards that. Uh-huh. And she realized that yeah, God has listening to her. And then she became very happy. Mm-hmm. Since that time on, she became very happy about my vocation and thankful.
So you can go home.
Yes, of okay. course. No, yes, absolutely. And they're very, very happy and very proud of me. And every time they have a problem, they call me and ask for advice. Or when they are sick, they ask me to pray for them. The same my brothers and my extended family. Yeah.
That's great. They must be very proud.
They are. Yeah. Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God.
That's tremendous. So, there are a lot. We've got a few more minutes. You're the director of vocations. What's the hardest part of your job?
What can be? Maybe when I can say there are different things. One can be maybe when I build up expectations in my heart towards a young man who is kind of walking in the journey mm-hmm. of discernment, and I accompany him together with my team to be free from whatever can be a blockage in his life, you know, wounds, brokenness, addictions, compulsive behaviors, lack of faith, immaturity in his humanity, whatever. So we walk with these men that they are discerning. And we see that this man really can be a good candidate for seminary formation. And all of a sudden, the man, boom, he falls into a moment of desolation, spiritual mm-hmm. desolation, or he falls into one of his temptations. And he says, you know, Father, that's it. I stop the journey. Mm-hmm. So that kind of breaks my heart.
It's got to be hard. Yeah.
Breaks my heart because I see the potential in a particular man, you know, mm-hmm. and the man doesn't see that potential in himself. Mm-hmm. That breaks my heart. What else can be? I don't know, there can be several things, you know. When I find, talking about parents, when I go to parishes and I find the resistance not in the young children, but in the parents.
But in the parents, yeah.
Parents don't want their children to consider priesthood or religious life.
Right.
You see the faces of some of them, like I say, no way. Yeah. My child will never be a priest, or my daughter would never be a sister, mm-hmm. because I have other plans for them.
Right.
For me, that's like, wait a minute. I mean, that child doesn't belong to you. It belongs
that's
to
right.
God.
That's right.
And only God knows what is the best thing for your child. So that can be another thing that's hard. What else can be... dealing with different people and personalities, mm-hmm. possibly can be, you know, this is a big organization, and my work is a lot of PR. So I need to be in contact with different departments in the
sure.
diocese and parishes and such. And sometimes, you know, we are human beings, and there are misunderstandings, and everybody wants to do our best for the sake of the kingdom of God.
Right.
But when we understand things in a different way,
yeah.
that can be something,
yeah.
because that blocks, misunderstandings block our journey and the good things that the Holy Spirit wants to do. I would say that. I mean,
yeah.
because
your greatest joy, besides being on the radio,
exactly, and being with you and with your family,
it's my joy too. And you've gotten to know one of my daughters quite well because.
Yes.
You're involved in the Newman Center in Davis,
right.
and she's involved in the Newman Center.
That's
and
right.
they have just wrapped their arms around her, and it's transformative for our daughter, Molly.
It's beautiful, the program that we have at the Newman Centers, you know. Weston, Ruiz, mm-hmm. and all the leaders like Dre, Flores, like Monica, and Zach, and all the rest of the leaders are amazing.
Yeah.
They are role models for our young people.
Claire and Davis as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And they are role models for our people. And our young children, young people, they feel accompanied by them.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a place, as you say, a place of healing where I see them growing. Yesterday we celebrated the first year of one of a young man that came last year. He came broken, he came sad, he came with a lot of stuff in his heart, and he showed us the picture. And it was yesterday, a year, that he came to the Newman Center, mm. and I have seen him growing as a man, as a Christian, in every area of his life, and
wow.
we are very proud of him.
Wow. That's it. We have Newman Centers at Sac State, at Davis, at Chico State, and community college students are welcome to come to the Newman Centers as
That's
well.
Right.
They're more than welcome.
Exactly.
Yeah,
everybody's invited. And yes, let us continue praying for vocations and enjoying our life and enjoying what we do. And the joys of my work, you didn't ask me about the joys of my work.
Yeah.
What gives me joy is working with young people. Many times I'm just tired, you know, and exhausted after a long week. And then on weekends I have masses and sacraments, which is beautiful. But what gives life to me is when I have the opportunity to talk with young people or to mm-hmm. preach to young people or to hear confessions of young people. That gives me a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful and it's a lot of hope. I find a lot of hope in young people. I'm
yeah.
thankful to the Lord for this gift that he has given me in this ministry.
Yeah. Well, it's how many seminarians do we have now?
We have 10 seminarians, thanks be to God, and we are praying for 3 more who are in the journey of being accepted. So pray for these 3 new men that will be voted at the end of April, and we will know if they are accepted by the diocese or not.
And the we've got a couple of events coming up in June as well. I don't have the dates right in front of me, but the basketball game.
That's right.
The annual basketball game will be coming up at Christian Brothers High School as always, the Sacramento Classic basketball game. I know the Kings are going to be in the playoffs for the first time.
Yes,
since,
that's a big name.
Since the time of Christ, I think.
I heard it's been several decades, yeah, since I am.
And they're going to be in the playoffs. And but this will take place on Tuesday, June the 20th at Christian Brothers. The doors open at 6. The game is at 7. It is always wild. It's priest and the seminarians.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lot of fun, and it's always packed. So get there early. And also then the annual vocations dinner will be Tuesday, June the 20th. So they're going to be right close together, June the 24th. I'm sorry, the basketball game is the 20th. The vocations dinner is Saturday, June 24th. And this year, it will be at St. Paul's Parish right here in Sacramento. I'm just pleased with the vocations dinner. They always move it around. They take it to a different parish every year. And if you've never been to the vocations dinner, this is the year to do it. It's a great evening. It's a very spirit-filled evening. It's also a lot of fun. And you get to meet our seminarians. They all give a very short little talk. They introduce themselves. Some just say their name, but that's it. Others go on a bit. You can call George Bagley, who's kind of the chairman of it. George is at 707-372-4913. So that's, again, the basketball game at Christian Brothers, Tuesday, June the 20th, the vocations dinner at St. Paul's Parish in Sacramento, Saturday, June the 24th. Both great events.
And you are, and I invite everyone, and thank you very much for helping me to say this. But I also need to mention that before that happened, and even before the ordination, because we have ordinations right to priesthood, there is one deacon whose name is Eric Patrick, who's going to be ordained to the priesthood on June 3rd. Okay. It's a Saturday at the cathedral here in Sacramento. Everybody is invited to come. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's a beautiful celebration. Always is the whole church who celebrates. And even before the ordination, the seminarians, every year we have been having something that we call seminarian pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. And we visit different areas of the diocese in order to bring vocations, you know, the awareness right of vocations, but also for the seminarians to be formed into the knowledge of the diocese, right, and they know their communities and the parishes and the history of the diocese. So this year we will go to the Rich Deanery, mm-hmm, which comprises the parishes of Alturas, Portola,
the northeast area.
That's right.
Diocese, yeah.
Alturas, Portola, Quincy, Susanville, we will be in that area. Chester, we will be.
Bring a jacket.
Yeah, well, it's going to be during summer, but it can actually be cold at night.
Summers are beautiful in that area.
Yeah.
Maybe 85 degrees in the daytime and 40 at night.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a. It's a beautiful part of the diocese.
And even we will go to Burnie. God allows us to go to Burnie.
You have to see Burnie Falls when you go to Burnie.
That's the intention, other than visiting the parishes around. So, people, if you are listening to me at this moment, get ready. Tell your children and your families to get ready to for our visit. It's going to be the three last days of May. So May 27, 28, 29, well, not the last days, but around the last weekend.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. The last weekend of May. We will be there in the Rich Deanery, and we are looking forward to seeing you there.
Very good. Father, always a joy. Blessings to you and all the people you work with and all the people you touch. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me here.
That's going to do it for us for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. God bless. We'll talk with you again soon.
I feel your spirit is moving.